Podcast. I'm using the word podcast, like because you're recording something onto a computer and publishing it. Like, what are you doing, you fucking cat? What? Get your bum hole out of my face. Well, thankfully, that's the end of the cat bum hole business. But what I want to do is just cover what has happened. So we're 30 seconds in, but I have actually rambled on for a lot longer than that. Now, earlier when I mentioned the cat's bum hole after she rudely interrupted my professional exercise, she disappeared. And what I did was rambled, which I know is part of the nature of what I'm doing. But I didn't like it, so I went back and deleted it, which I think in the podcasting business is called editing, or I don't know, maybe something else. Wouldn't be splicing, would it? Splicing, you'd be adding something in the midst of, maybe. I'm sure there's a dictionary definition of the word splicing. It might not even be relevant, so it's an avenue I probably don't really need to go down at this point in time. And it's probably of no interest to any of you listening whatsoever. But then is podcasting, the nature of podcasting. Are we getting very meta now in talking in the nature of podcasting? Probably not, because there is a very high likelihood of there being hundreds of podcasts that are about podcasting. I'm thinking about that now. Because I remember, I'm talking about podcasting, you see, I remember in the 90s or whenever it was, probably later, no, it would be later, wouldn't it? I always refer to the 90s because that was my time in the sense that that's when I was younger. When podcasts first came out, nobody listened to them, did they? Hey, now everybody and their dog and cat, I'm doing a knowing nod there, everybody and their cat would be releasing podcasts now. I mean, I'm a prime example of that. I'm sat here in front of my laptop, surrounded by open boxes, an extension lead from B&Q, my work laptop over there. Oh shit, I've left the cap yet, that's fine. And a bookcase with Ian Banks on it. What else have I got? A book on Lenin. I can't even hold it up to the camera, because there isn't a camera, is there? Because it's a podcast. I might have mentioned that. George Martin, Clash of Kings. They're not even in any order. That's making me a bit anxious now. I don't know why, because it never has done. Giant Thesaurus. iPartridge. Book there by John Farrell. Anyway, what I'm doing is they're painting a visual picture for you. An oral picture. All pictures are visual, aren't they? I'm painting you an oral picture. Not oral, like you're all thinking of, you filthy perverts, but oral as in A-U-R-A-L, on the assumption that's how it's spelled. A picture of the ears. You can now envisage my bookcase, can't you? And that's not a euphemism. You're picturing, it's an IKEA job. Four shelves, because if you include the bottom one, I mean, if you include the top one, the very top of it, that would therefore be whatever the number was I said before, plus one, whatever that is. Can't remember, five now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there's all sorts on there. I've covered most of it. All the Lord of the Rings are on there. I'm still going. I'm near a fruit bowl as well. Mostly oranges. Some apples still in the bag. Need to be opened. But yeah, I can't remember how I got into this. How did I get onto this? And we're nearly there, aren't we? What I might start doing is some form of a script or a skeleton of a script. But I really haven't got the wherewithal, the patience or the organisation to do such a thing. Like now I really need a wee and I should have really gone. So I'm kind of okay. I mean, I'm getting to an age where, you know, my internal urinary tract sphincters are probably getting looser than they should be. But, you know, 42, shit happens. Or in this case, piss may inadvertently happen. Anyway, that's been 5 minutes, so there's no point in me rambling on anymore. Cheery bye. Oh, cheerio bye.